This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 28th. I'm Paul Plack. This weekend is the Cessna 300-350-400 family reunion, the last chance for the owners to get together at the plant in Bend, Oregon before Cessna shuts it down. Aero News and Aero TV will be there to bring you highlights. The NTSB has proposed new rules for pilots in New York's Hudson River VFR corridor. It's not clear how feasible they'll be, but determining that will fall to the FAA. The FAA has approved the use of OCAS, like TCAS for inanimate objects. Radar will detect aircraft in close proximity to high wires and other airspace obstructions and warn pilots with strobe lights and even automated warnings by radio. American Airlines retired its last Airbus A300 this week. The airline is anxiously awaiting its first Boeing Dreamliner to fill the gap. Avadyne reports delivery of the first two customer G3R9s. The product mates a new Integra Release 9 flight deck with a used late-model Cirrus SR-22 G3. Nextent Aerospace has made the first certification flight of its ProLine 21 upgrade for the BeachJet 400. There's no such thing as a little R&R during unemployment anymore. JS Firm is now distributing job openings by Twitter, so don't be caught napping. A Pennsylvania Flying Club's Cessna 150 busted the DC-8s this week, for the second time in 4 years. Air Force Major General Charles R. Bond Jr., a flying tiger, has gone west at the age of 94. And a Florida honor student got dropped off for his first day back at class at East Ridge High in Claremont, Florida, in a rented helicopter. The kid thinks it's great. The principal, not so much. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Larry Simberger, the director of balloon operations at the Arlington Fly-In in Washington State, explains how new pilots enter the sport. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.